I've been covering the eat the bugs to stop climate change narrative for several years now. I've previously mentioned this article back in 2018. It's from The Guardian. Would you eat insects to save the planet from global warming? That's going to be a hard pass from me. Then there was this from CNN in 2019. To feed the world, why not eat bugs? Many insects are nutritious and packed full of protein. They could help feed the world and reduce the effects of food production on climate change. Well, unfortunately, this narrative just isn't going away. This is a very good article from Zero Hedge from January 26th, 2023. Crushed bug additive is now included in pizza, pasta, and cereals across the EU. Wonderful. Just in case you were going to refuse to eat the insect patty burgers, I guess. They're just going to sneak insects into our food now. As of yesterday, a food additive made out of powdered crickets began appearing in foods from pizza to pasta to cereals across the European Union. Yes, really. Defatted house crickets are on the menu for Europeans across the continent without the vast majority of them knowing it is now in their food. This comes thanks to a European Commission ruling passed earlier this month, reports RT. As per the decision, which cited the scientific opinion of the European Food Safety Authority, the additive is safe to use in a whole range of products, including, but not limited to, cereal bars, biscuits, pizza, pasta-based products, and whey powder. But don't worry, because the crickets first have to be checked to make sure they discard their bowel content before being frozen. Sounds delightful. Critics suggested that once bugs become widely accepted as a food additive, their consumption will become normalized across the board. The liberal world order has decided that the little people must eat bugs to prevent the climate from fluctuating in accordance with ruling class ideology, writes Dave Blount. Yet rather than mindlessly obey the experts, as most did with the COVID policy, people have resisted, so our moon bat overlords are furtively sneaking insects into food. This will allow them to reveal in the near future that we have already been eating bugs, so there is no reason to object to them shutting down farms and imposing a new diet. This is a very good point. When bug meat products start showing up in the grocery store as a replacement for real meat, for example, you can expect to hear things like, "But we've been eating bugs for years. They're already in loads of our food. What's the problem?" The problem is that nowhere in the world are insects a staple diet, only in some places as a delicacy at best. Chitin comprises the endoskeleton of the insects, which can be very unhealthy for us when consumed for a long time. Also, eating insects can result in allergic reactions and infections from parasites. Basically, it isn't good for us, and we evolved with a very different diet, which we shouldn't be messing around with. The article continues. The European Union also recently approved the use of Aphytobius diapernus, otherwise known as the lesser mealworm, for human consumption. As we have exhaustively documented, globalist technocrats and climate change activists have consistently lobbied for people to start eating bugs to fight global warming, despite the practice being linked to parasitic infections. So this article is linked below, and I think it's not hard to deduce why during the scamdemic that positive PCR tests were used as justification to shut down meat processing plants. Anything to disrupt the meat supply. So ultimately, if there ever is a food crisis down the line, a typical Hegelian dialectic solution will be offered. At least we've got insects. Ultimately, the technocrats know most people don't want to actively choose to eat insects if they don't have to, but putting bits of them in our food is so utterly insidious and disturbing. But it also means you can't really trust what you're eating in restaurants. How many restaurants will go out of their way to avoid using ingredients that don't have insect food additives? It looks like there's some foods we'll have to learn to avoid buying in the supermarket and maybe find or make our own suitable alternatives. Either way, it looks like they want to get bugs into our diet by any means necessary. Thanks for watching. Catch you next time.